can't be used for that population. We can do things like density incentives and FAR bonuses, which Joe can speak to in great detail, but there won't be a lot of financial offsets for that population. So.
Well, thank you, and it won't even take 5 minutes. We're going to, over the next 6 months, we're bringing forward to you all a code pack, a package of code changes looking at ongoing the location requirements for emergency shelters, for mass shelters. In the zoning code, we regulate how big the shelters could be by zone. We regulate what kind of review process it needs and how close they can be together. We're proposing, and we'll bring this through the PSC and City Council, to increase the total number of beds that can be in an emergency shelter. And it varies by zone. Roughly, we're increasing them in some zones by 50%. In the smallest shelters, we're doubling them to 50. They never exceed 50. Secondly, we want to lower it from 50 people. Yeah, beds, sorry. We want to change it from a type 3 review to a type 2, and that technically what that does is cost half as much and takes half as long, but uses the same criteria and has similar opportunities for public appeal if there's an issue. And so we think that it can cover community concerns adequately that way. Finally, we're taking a look at how far apart these shelters can be. Currently, they're limited to 1,300 feet, a quarter mile. It's like five blocks. We're going to explore the opportunity to cut that in half. At one time, our regulation was only 750 feet, so this was something that we increased in the 90s. These aren't big changes, but they actually help with the bigger shelters, especially in bringing these shelters to scale. The greater scale that they can get in number of beds seems to help their efficiency and the ability to deliver services.
Will these changes be part of they're not part of the comp plan, it's part of our code doctoring, recap is the acronym.
Well, actually, in everything but the distance between shelters, we're comfortable making recap, so it's not even a big deal, and we think that people are going to want to talk about the distance if we decide to do that one. So we'll just bring them together in that time frame, though, recap.
All right. So. Mark, will you be at the table when the housing budget comes forward to make sure that we're synced up with the recommendations of the Home for Everyone?
So I doubt I'll actually be at the table, but I'm certainly working very closely with the Housing Bureau on all of this.
He'll be available.
I'll be available.
As long
for
as
sure.
There's a resource. I think a number of us are going to have questions about, does the budget fund the priorities of the Home for Everyone, and if there's a deviation, how do we address it?
So I'm glad to be there as a resource, and that is sort of my last comment is that the recommendations that came to the executive committee, parallel budget requests have been made on the PHB side and are being made on the county side, again, in alignment with the idea that this is a collaborative effort. We're doing this together as one community with all of our partners at the table, and that if we can make the kind of commitment of resource that we're talking about, and very importantly, support our providers out there that are being asked to do this work, I think we can have a tremendous amount of success tackling this crisis. For lack of a better word, it is a crisis out there, and I appreciate all the support that you all have given to this effort.
Well, thank you for a very clear plan. Thank you, Commissioner Salzman and Mayor, for working on this. One question that I'm going to want in the budget process is whether we should use the $1.2 million in additional ongoing to fund construction, which then takes it out of the ledger for the ongoing rent assistance and other essential services. It's hard to get ongoing money, so that's something that I'm going to want your advice on as to which is the higher priority.
Mayor and Dan, thank you for bringing this forward, and Mark and team, thank you for a superb presentation.
Good work, everybody. Thank you very much. I'm going down this afternoon. So were you yesterday? Yesterday?
Yeah. Yeah, thanks. Good job.